so people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday
for Gricey over in Liverpool this afternoon. There's Oasis and Champagne Supernova. Say so good and talk to our German listeners as well this afternoon. Hello, welcome along. And to our listeners in Austria and Stockholm as well. And surrounding areas. The way we do it, we have a map of the world on one of the computer screens in the studio, and we can tell where you're listening. when you're logged in via the computer, of course. We can't tell when you're listening, when you're being streamed to by one of the other radio stations, who I will mention. Papa FM and The Scene as well. Hello to you guys. And to the girls, of course, as well. And around the world on shortwave, hello. And I'm just looking at the UK list at the moment, and I'm quite surprised, to be honest. Where were you while we were getting high? In fact, I'm shocked. We were getting high. At least two on there that I thought would have tuned out by now. Who should we call then, Radar? Should we give Eric a ring? Yes, get Eric's number. We'll give Eric a ring. Lindsay's number in there as well. We'll give her a ring. No. We could get into all sorts of trouble here, couldn't we?
She's actually at work, I think, today.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, is she?
Shall we try?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, I'll do it on my phone. Do it on mine, because mine's plugged in. Oasis and Champagne Supernova for Gricey. Good afternoon, mate. And hello to little David as well. If he's still around, pancake day in the house today because he's off back to his mams. So two pancake days in a week. Result.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy, my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every.
See? I haven't done anything to your.
You've written all over my.
I haven't done anything to your Facebook. I logged you out. How the hell's Debs come up there then?
Oh, it's all right, I'll let you off.
See? I haven't done anything.
Well, in my tantrum before, I left it on. Now, somewhere on there, I know you.
I have not done anything to your Facebook.
You get me into trouble again. Gorgeous.
No, you get me. No, you get me. If anybody's on Radar Roy's Facebook, have a look at it and tell me if there's anything on there that I could possibly have done. Just so cynical. No, you get me. No, you get me. No, you get me. answer, is she?
Hey, you've got a
free
time. Just leave us a message. Bye.
You leave your message after the tone.
Hello.
When you've finished recording, you can just hang up. If you want to re-record your message, press the hash key at any time.
Hello, Linz. It's just Tony calling from the radio studio, and we wanted to know if your other half had done anything nice and spectacular for you today. And if he hasn't, we're going to go and give him a ring right now and make sure he does something for you for when you get in tonight. Bye-bye, love. Take care. That was Lindsay. So what have you done for Valentine's Day today? Have you done anything nice, anything special? Has he bought you a song or sung you a song? Well, if he hasn't, we'll do one for you right now. Here's one of those courting Valentine's songs. You'll like this. Maybe.
Blown too much of me time, buying dinner and wine, and me money on flowers and lollies, only to find that what's on me mind isn't on hers and she's sorry. So I've made up some lines that save wasting time and keep me from blowing me brass. I'm ever so cool, I just prop on the stool right next to hers and I ask, do you fuck on first dates? Does your dad own a brewery? Could I feel your tits? Or would you show them to me?
What? That's romantic.
Got a nice head. And you look pretty honest.
I wonder how many Valentine's cards you've got. How many?
None.
It'll be on a Sunday, they're all coming tomorrow, is that right?
No. Why break the habits of a lifetime? I got none and I won't get any more. What?
You know how it feels when you first meet.
You know what I did one year.
Go on. Well,
in a past relationship.
Go on.
I always save the cards I've always got from a particular person. So what I do is,
why would you do that?
Well, I repost them next year to myself and watch her face as all these cards come through and they go ape with me. And then I open them all and they're all from her and she's like, mm-hmm. It's just a wind up.
Well, you know, I mean, if your mum does that to you, then you.
Like calling her up and telling her you love her when all that you'd love is just a screw. But she wants to hold hands and you to meet her old man and sit around for hours and talk. But me new method is you just cut through the shit and get down to the goodies straight off. Do you fuck on first dates? Does your dad own a brewery? Could I feel your tits? Or would you show them to me? Do you sleep in the nick? Do you give head very often?
Oh, well, that'll probably be me suspended again next week.
If we can decide your place or mine, we can fuck off then.
Very romantic indeed. Kevin Wilson and the Courting Song at Xanadu on 107. We've got a brand new single from Mark Wright on the way very soon. Very, very soon.
It was a ruby that she wore on a chain around her neck in the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. Was a time I won't forget, for the sorrow and regret, and the shape of a heart, and the shape of a heart. I guess I never was talking about. I guess I never knew that she was living without. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Wait around for the one who fits just like a glove. Speak in terms of belief and belonging. Try to
Than the shape of an arse. Well, you never know what you're getting. The stereo might be drowned out and everything, mightn't it? You know? You never know. Things you wouldn't say to your loved one on Valentine's Day. I'll take a look at some of them that were written down the other night on my Facebook and, we'll tell you some of them in a minute. Raw, absolutely raw, some of them. Amy Mann and her band Till Tuesday had a great single called J for Jules. This was it.
I was winding my clock, which was waking us up. I was saying my prayers.
Man Till Tuesday and J for Jules. Things you don't say to your other half on Valentine's Day. Bloody hell, love. I thought it was Valentine's, not Halloween. Put your face back on, will you? Oh, no, don't do that. It looks like a donkey yawning. Of course I know what an orgasm is. I'm a man. You just don't try that at all. Brand new single from one of our former DJs, Mark Wright, is coming up right now for you. Hope you enjoy it. If you do, let me know all about it, and we'll pass our regards on to Mark. If it does work at all, it should do. I'm not getting any sound out of it. I'll have to give him a call and see what's wrong with it and find out. It should kick in right about, what the hell have you done with it, Mark? It's about 15 seconds before it does anything. Brand new single from Mark Wright. It's called Hit and Run.
Here he comes now, Mr. So Cool, tailor made for Friday night. Lines are ready, nerves are steady. He won't sleep alone tonight. Always on his own. Bet you let him take you home, girl. Out for number one. Mr. Hit and Run, yeah. Here she comes now with the girlfriend. In any town, a little joking, a little smoking, but no idea what's going down. Ending up in doesn't tell no one. Her innocence is gone. Yeah.
Think of that then, Radar. A good tune, isn't it? Got us a bit on one, like when he starts playing with the guitar, and
here he comes now.
I'll have a word with him about that.
Mr. No Rule.
Posing.
Can't you see the wolf in his eyes? He's undressed you.
Apparently that's a record all about a guy cruising the bars looking for easy sex on a Saturday night. So Mark tells me it is.
It's always on his own.
That's a brand new single from Mark Wright. It's called Hit and Run.
You'll still let him take.
Fancy some of that? We'll get a copy of that onto my Facebook. And you can get yourself a copy. Earlier on this afternoon, Radar was talking about a band called Fireflies, who, in my infinite wisdom the other night, I looked at and thought, I'm not joining that. I hate that single. And the lads have said themselves, there's so many people been saying, are you Owl City? No, they're not. They are called the Fireflies, and they've got a brand new single out at the moment. Well, they've got a brand new album out at the moment. We've got a name on this album. And we're going to get the lads in over the next couple of weeks or so. I'm going to speak to the lads during the week. The Fireflies, Better to Burn Out, is a brand new album from them. Incidentally, if you are a local band or just a starting, struggling band and you want some airplay, then drop us a line. We'd be more than happy to play it. I don't mind.
That is available to buy from Amazon Records.
Oh, is it?
And also on iTunes at the moment.
Oh, spot on. So if you want to have a listen to this, lead guitars is Lee Wilding, Richie Jones on the drums, Johnny C on the bass, rhythm guitars Matt Chapman, and all songs by Ace, as he calls himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like an ace, really, does he? We'll call him Lee, and when he comes in, I'll call him Lee, because that was the name his mother gave him, amongst others, apparently. This is called Dear Emily. It's from the Fireflies' Better to Burn Out album.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to feel like I do. I'm still in love. Showed me how to give like you do. I guess you never knew. No. And when you told me to write a letter to you, and that's why you said to me.
Called Better to Burn Out from the Fireflies. They do have a Facebook web page, so if you fancy catching up with them, I'm sure if you go to the Radio Xanadu website, you'll be able to find them through there. Kind of like that. It's called Dear Emily. I'll be playing that a few times.
That's why you said to me.
Steve Martin said, I'm 3 months behind him. Yeah. I'm not surprised, really. Have you seen Steve Martin? You wouldn't walk next to him, that's for sure.
What have you done to me? You never wrote me back.
Yo.
Yo, lad. How are you, lad?
Oh, all right, mate, you?
I'm fine, yeah. What have you got
coming? I'm not going to swear this week, this time, you know what I mean? I promise that, like. Well, I had a feeling it was going to be you, because you haven't phoned me, not last week, the week before.
No, well, I was off last week. I was doing other things last week. I was actually suspended again.
I know, mate. I got promoted last week, and they've demoted me again this week.
Well, they promoted you that much, they forgot to record your show.
I know.
I'm not saying your show was cack-like, but, you know...
Well, it's cack every week, mate, you know.
What have you got coming up today? Anything decent?
Fireflies, mate.
Oh, you're going to do some fireflies?
Yeah.
I've just done some and kind of like them. I think they're very good.
They're okay, yeah.
We're going to get them in on the show over the next couple of weeks or so and have a chat with the lads and see where they're going with their careers and how things are going for them.
Brilliant.
We'll be playing some more of their stuff. Well, listen.
Brilliant, mate. So what are you up to tonight?
Me? I'm going home for a tug.
For the what?
For a tug.
For a tug?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
It's like a rubber duck, but it's just actually a rubber tug, and I put it in the bath. See,
your
filthy bloody mind, wasn't it?
What's the radar royal to then tonight?
He's having a tug as well.
Is he? Yeah, I heard about the donkey thing and all that.
Do you know what? I was driving into the station this afternoon, and I thought, and he was mentioning himself in a donkey outfit, and I thought, no. Just don't even go. I've got a mental picture in my head.
No, mate, of him with
a saddle on. A set of saddlebags. and Deb's riding around the room.
He's got a Nikon camera on top of his head, you know.
Hung like a hamster.
Yeah.
Started at the bottom and liked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to enjoy your show. I'm going to have a listen on my way home because the new FM transmitter's up and running.
Oh, it's blasting, isn't it?
It's really good. I'm really looking forward to listening to your show because it's normally finished by the time I get home, which sometimes is a pain because I want to listen to the stuff you do.
Well, that bus doesn't, it goes the long way round every time you go, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So, anyway, Lindsay, have you given her a card today?
I did, got her a card, yes.
Did you give her a card?
I did, yes.
Flowers?
I got it yesterday.
Flowers as well?
Yes, he filled it in this morning.
Got it yesterday. Nothing like planning, is there, Eric?
Well, I couldn't get out my front door because of all the cards the women have been posting, you know, from the Hunt Club.
Oh, you know what I mean?
So, you know, all one big card in the way of the door, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Was it covered in cack as well?
Yes. There, nothing gets past you, does it, Hollis?
No, it doesn't. I've actually phoned Lindsay and left a message with her.
I know you did. She rang me before.
Oh, did she? She never rang us back.
Oh, no, she won't. She's in work, mate. You know.
Well, listen, it's also Chinese New Year today. So
Chinese New Year?
Yeah, so when Lindsay gets home from work, buy her a nice meal and a bottle of rice wine and do the advert for the stroke thing, the stroke victims' face, has it fallen on one side?
The fast thing.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. Has it fallen on one side? Arms. Yeah. Can they raise their arms?
Mm-hmm.
S.
Waiting for something now. Is the speech
slurred?
Just hit me with it.
T. If so, if all of the above, then it's time to get a nick off because she's ready and the vodka's kicked in.
I knew you were going to come out with like that.
Listen, have a great show. I'll catch you later. All right, mate.
Take care. Yeah.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Eric's here at 5 tonight. Fancy Lindsay not phoning us back, eh? Got no bottle at all. Can you just picture that now? Steve West round Asda on a Sunday afternoon. And it'll be shut now as well, won't it? It's 4:45. It'll be shut. He arose this afternoon and thought, oh, God, crap, I've not got a card. And he's run out. And because of the bad weather we've had, he can't even get any daffodils off the roundabouts, can he? So he's out at the moment looking for an accident black spot and forget some flowers. And see if he can do one of those sympathy cards. Oh God, I can just picture him now. Yeah, he's on the MSN. We'll find out now what he's got. Can't be as good as my mate Joe, who got Kate at McDonald's and some flowers off the side of the road in Tenerife this morning. Fantastic.
I wanna love you. And treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah.
Actually, go to 9 Mile, where Bob Marley was born and lived. Everybody is related to Bob Marley in 9 Mile. They are. Every one of them. Now, either somebody's lying or Bob got around a bit. I think he got around a bit. I will be there in 10 weeks' time.
He didn't play for the England football team, did he?
No. He could well have done, though. They're right at it at the moment. What the hell is Ashley Cole playing at? He needs to give his head a wobble, that lad, I tell you.
Thank you.
being horrible about somebody, and Roy got the hub and saw his arse and left the room. It was cheers. Oh, he's well spat his dummy out today. It's just gone 10 in front of 5. It's almost time for me to go time. Eric Shin's on the way. Well, semi-Eric Shin. But he has actually bought his missus something for Valentine's, which I thought I was quite impressed with, because not like Eric, he normally forgets things like that. But he's done it this week, so full marks to Eric. Size of it, we didn't get around to doing everything we wanted to do today because circumstances, other circumstances prevailed. But we will do it all again next Sunday. If you fancy joining us next Sunday, you're more than welcome to do that between 2 with Radar and 3 with me until 5 when Eric appears. And he'll take you through till 6. He's coming up next. If you're out and about during the week, have a look on my Facebook, find out where everybody's working. You can come and join us and we'll say hello to you, maybe have a few drinks. And if you never got a card for Valentine's Day and you never got your leg over or anything romantically involved for a Sunday for Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 2010, we'll do this for you. Bye-bye, team. We'll catch you next Sunday. Jojo, what did Stevie get you? Don't worry about it, darling. Bags are always the latest fashion. Just put it back on.
You think you can tell us what to wear? You you think that you're better, well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
Oh, yes. Break it down, guys. How you doing? Okay. 5 o'clock. Valentine's evening, shall I say. Big shout out to Carly Wally. How you doing? And if you are tuned in, obviously pick me over, come down with me or whatever it is. Right, any requests you want, it's Xanadu997@rock.com.